Welcome, everyone. I'm Lindsay Berg, and I'm joined by Shiva Sivakumar to talk more about integrated management and security and the ways that Microsoft is using management and security technologies to help you move forward in a hybrid cloud world. We believe that companies today need hybrid for their digital transformation. The speed and agility offered by a cloud environment can't be matched by most on-premises data centers. At the same time, our customers have investments in those on-premises data centers that they don't want to leave behind, that they need to maintain for a number of reasons. So how do you continue to function with that dual need of an on-premises data center and a cloud environment? And the answer, we believe, is consistency. That consistency will allow you to reuse code and tools and leverage your existing people skills and processes. It allows developers to deliver applications and services in a consistent way, no matter whether they're using that on-premises resource or continuing to move into the cloud. Operational staff then have a consistent interface so that there is no siloing between the work that you're doing in the on-premises data center and the new innovation that you're delivering in the cloud. And finally, users should have a single identity that allows them to bridge back and forth. You want one environment that happens to live in two places, and you want as little difference between those two environments as possible. So what does Microsoft offer? There are a number of things that we deliver to help companies in a hybrid cloud world, including the bridging we've done with Active Directory, the work that we're doing with Azure Stack, which allows you to run Azure applications on-premises. But where we want to focus today is on integrated management and security. And that's why Shiva's here. Shiva's going to help us drill down on Microsoft's offerings in this integrated management and security space. Why do we use the word integrated? Why is that a focus for us when we think about operations management today?
So the challenge is when customers move from the on-prem to a hybrid world, they need the ability to look at the entire environment, all the resources in one view, and be able to manage them in a consistent way, as you pointed out. So therefore, they need a strategy. And also, as they try to take advantage of the cloud and the hybrid, what the hybrid environment can bring to their business, they also need to think about what their management tool strategy is. There's a couple of ways they can do it. First is they can think about how to manage up from the manage from the data center up to the cloud. Or they can think about how to manage from the cloud, extend that to manage the data center as well. Traditional management tools are really built for managing on-prem environments. So we really need to rethink your strategy and how you want to manage. Microsoft, through its integrated management and security offering, perhaps you've heard of it through the operations management suite, took a fresh look at the whole problem and build the integrated set of capabilities so you can manage all your resources in a consistent way, as you pointed out, the same set of tools and processes and all the investments you have.
And are there advantages to taking a cloud management approach? I mean, from what I understand, these are really Azure services that we're delivering to help customers with their on-premises environment.
Yeah, while our system was built cloud native, it's not an add-on. It's also really built not just to manage your cloud environment, but extending to manage your on-prem as well. So it's designed to work across your cloud, on-prem, multi-cloud, in a heterogeneous environment, as well as a heterogeneous set of platforms from Windows to Linux to Hyper-V to VMware.
Great. And so how does that work? How does it all fit together?
So as we look at it, when we started building this set of tools, we really took a holistic approach to what IT ops does and look at it through the entire cycle and how we fit in our tools to provide that complete experience. So that's starting with IT ops, and we'll extend that to cover DevOps looking forward. So the first thing is, how do you manage? So that consists of the core things like, how do you monitor your set of services, infrastructure and workloads? How do you do configuration? How do you do automation and things like that? The next aspect is, how do you do backup and disaster recovery to really secure your assets?
Sure.
How to protect you against outages, data loss, things like that? How does it all fit in? And the last and very important is, how do you secure your entire environment? The threat of security is only going higher and higher. And being able to manage all your assets, endpoints, all the data coming in one way, really looking at all the events, logs, and being able to analyze all of that to detect threats, detect and remediate issues, is super critical.
And does that, when we talk about this being a cloud service, are there advantages to being cloud native, as you described it, to being built in the cloud and then managing an on-premises data center from there?
Yeah, there are. And, one of the things is cloud gives you a lot of flexibility and scale. One important aspect across security, monitoring, a lot of it is analytics driven. So cloud gives you that flexibility to really scale, put all the data together, being able to correlate, aggregate, and do very rich advanced analytics to derive insights that really make it very powerful in these areas.
That makes a lot of sense. So what are we going to look at more closely today? I know that we have some use cases that we want to think about. What are the use cases that we're going to explore for our customers today?
Yeah, so today we'll broadly look at three use cases relating to what I talked about around the life cycle. First is we'll talk about how you can get insights across your entire workload and infrastructure to really monitor your applications and infrastructure. The next is how do you detect and respond to threats across all the various assets you have, how to bring all of that, really mine and get that detailed information you need to react quickly, to detect and react quickly. And lastly, cloud brings some inherent advantages when you look at data backup and recovery. The obvious one is you don't have to have another secondary site. But there are many more other advantages as well I'll talk about. So those are the three things we're going to look at today.
Great. That sounds terrific. So let's go ahead and get started with that idea of immediate insight. And I think that the point that you made around the ability to use a cloud analytics platform is super important, because some of the limitations we've had in the past with management tools are the weight of what you have to deploy. There's a lot of infrastructure that you have to put in place. Yeah. And with tools like these, that part of it's taken care of for you. How does it work? How's the architecture really set up?
The core idea is simple, but very powerful. The first is you want to get data from your various systems, whether they're infrastructure, from network logs to event logs, operating system logs, to all the data generated by applications, all into really one place, regardless of where they're actually deployed. And you want to be able to correlate, analyze, and really look at the holistic aspect. So let's say you have an issue in an application where some business level KPI isn't being met. You want to be able to really correlate all the data to look at, is it because of an infrastructure issue? Perhaps the network is slow, or it's a latest deployment of your application. Being look at a variety of things as quickly as possible and being able to go fix them. So one of the things is our core approach is bring all the data into one place, provide a out-of-the-box set of analytics, insights, so to speak, through common views like a single pane of glass dashboard, a single alert interface so you can look at all of the things you need to care about in one place, but then really providing you the ability to drill down deep and do rich analytics, searching, doing detailed queries and things like that, and advanced analytics to really go when you have to go deep to understand the
So it goes beyond data visualization is what
Absolutely.
You're saying. It's one thing to be able to see a nice graph of what's gone wrong, but the ability to go down probably to the individual machine,
yeah.
I would imagine in some cases.
Yeah, and really one approach we've taken, which is unique, is really go all the way across the stack, as well as you can go all the way to the code. If really bring IT and dev together. So when there's an issue, you can go trace it down to an actual line of code where the problem might have surfaced.
And I think that's a new area for us with management, because obviously the tools that we know in Azure management and security have existed for some time. Most recently we've brought in what was first called the Application Insights Connector, and now it's actually part of what we offer for management. What do you think is the significance of having that connector between your application insights and the rest of the monitoring that you do across maybe the platform or the workloads or infrastructure?
The significance is very simple. You have everything together in one platform. All the data is in one place. There is correlation across the data. And you have one set of tools, common ways to look at whether you're looking at an application or a set of VMs or containers you're monitoring, where they happen to be deployed. And being able to thread through all of that data to trace a single transaction or a debugger issue, it's going to be very powerful.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we actually do have a customer example. Purdue University came to us and wanted to talk more about what their options were in the cloud and how they could solve this problem. They had silos within their organization.
Yeah.
It was really exciting talking to them recently, where they had networking people who had no idea what was going on with an application issue. They had issues where there were people who were responsible for storage. And I think this is fairly common, especially in smaller IT organizations, mm-hmm. where you have people who are responsible for a limited set of stuff and then have no way of sharing information
exactly.
on where a problem occurs, which means you get a lot of kind of passing the buck
yeah.
on who's actually responsible for the problem. So I know that Purdue was really excited about the single view that you've been talking about. The way that they described it was that instead of putting the water into a pipe and having no idea where it went next, you could actually follow the whole water mm-hmm. system to say, I can trace where the leak is. So that was something that we thought was super important. This has been really interesting. Can you actually demo for me? Can you show me how it all works?
Certainly. So what I've pulled up right here is a dashboard for one of our set of applications. So what you see here at the top are, you know, a set of some views around how my application, my server app is performing. You know, what the response time is, what the load is, et cetera, all correlated so you can see what's going on. At the same time, I get to see, you know, how the infrastructure is doing, like how my CPU load, et cetera. Now, if I want to really do management across my entire environment, I can, I'm going to follow this link to really look at my environment in a holistic way. Here, as you can see, is the entire suite of management tools we have. We have a full breadth from analyzing malware to SQL, to you know, Azure Activity Logs, to you know, across your hybrid environment, mm-hmm. right, on-prem, and to application information all in one place. So I can go drill into any of these. Let's say I want to understand the automation jobs. I can just go drill in to see what's failing. Same with the backup job.
And how much work do I have to do as a user to get content into this type of dashboard? How much of this is pre-built for me?
You know, so there is a number of solutions we have on top of as part of the OMS suite. And they come with built-in views of what is most interesting. And you get to just leverage that to start off. And then you can extend and customize using the analytics platform to derive custom insights. And then also it's easy to really build a composite dashboard like what I showed, where you're just taking interesting pieces. That's important for your organization.
Right.
And building that one view across everything.
So you have both. You really have sort of a set of pre-built stuff that's going to help you understand your environment, but at the same time, this ability to customize or drill down more deeply
Absolutely.
Into specific areas. Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, I can show you
problems?
A few things. Let's go back to the dashboard, and I'll show a couple of quick things.
Sure.
Really. Let's say I'm responsible for managing an application called Fabric and Prod, and I'm hearing that customers are having some issues. Somebody, I just happened to hear. Now, here I can bring up quickly a real live view of what's going on. And this is telling me everything is good. In fact, if I bring up a way to generate some errors, I'm just going to play with the app, quickly create some errors. And I'm going to go back. As you can see now, I'm seeing some new requests coming in and more requests have failed mm-hmm. right here. And that's because some dependencies have failed. So as an IT operations person, I have a real view into what's going on
right.
in seconds, in a
right.
couple of seconds. And I can also see why, what happened. Some exceptions came. If I need to go talk to the developer, you don't have to do that finger pointing you talked about.
Sure.
I know exactly what to go, even as an IT ops, to know what's going on. I'll go back and show a couple of more things quickly. And let's say I want to look at you know, what's going on in my app. I didn't build the app. I just manage the app, monitor and manage. So I want to know what's if there's any issues, I want to know what's going on. I need to be able to pinpoint where there might be a problem.
Right.
So I'm going to build this view, logical view of my application topology. This is where Application Insights integrates nicely with the rest of the OMS, where it automatically builds this view, topology map of my application, and I'm able to see the various pieces and how they kind of compose together. Here I'm seeing some availability tests being done from the outside, mm-hmm. and a client, my client app from a browser is calling to my front-end service, and immediately I have a view into all my, you know, number of failure, how requests that came in, how many failures there were, what was the response time, and so on. If I follow that chain real quick, I can see it's calling into a blob storage, or calling into a queue, calling to a SQL server, a set of SQL servers. And actually, it's there's three of them. And if I quickly show, it's calling into three instances of my SQL server. And one of them, actually, we integrated with SQL Advisor.
Okay.
So we can really advise you on how you can improve the performance of your database.
So where do we get the information for the SQL assessment?
From SQL Advisor, so we integrate with other tools in the broader Microsoft ecosystem of platforms and set tools. So if you look at it, it's telling me that I can get better performance on this particular SQL server if I were to build more indices.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very cool. Very
straightforward.
Useful.
Yeah, and it's just great because because there's no silos in the information, you're not fishing around for which dashboard do I have to go to identify which problem is at work here.
Exactly. So let's say I want to take a different point of view now. I want to look at the infrastructure
sure.
where this app is running and how that's doing. So I'm going to bring up this thing, click on this tile called Service Map, which is a tool that's currently in public preview, should be generally available very shortly. I'm going to follow that. We brought it up here. What it's telling me is that this app, my environment that I've configured, has about 20 servers. And it lets me look at the interdependency across the entire environment. So okay. In this case, I have an app server deployed in this particular VM right at the top. And I have an IIS service calling into a set of external endpoints. So some of them we know because we've installed an agent. Some of them we don't know because we don't have agents, but we know what port they're calling into. So here is a service this IIS app is calling into, and that's a Linux VM. I'm going to go look at it because it looks like there's some issues here. There's some 5 alerts here, and I get a view into all the alerts. I'm going to go drill into this particular VM to see what's going on here. So I'll load the map. That particular VM. Now I get to really drill in and see what's there. So I look at it here. There's a backup.perl job running there. Mm. Who runs a Perl process? But it's there. That could be a source of an issue. I see a variety of issues here. And, you know, some alerts have been raised. There's a security issue. There's a process making a call out to a malicious IP address. I better need to look into it. Again, that was pulled from our threat intelligence. You know, we have extensive security set of tools and processes we have to manage our own security.
Sure.
And we extend that to help our customers with all that knowledge and graph we've built. So that's an example of that.
Well, and what's really interesting here is we talked about integrated management and security. When we say integrated, the fact that without, you know, moving outside of the single console, you found both the application issues yeah. and a possible backup issue and the security issue
right.
all in the same place without having to go outside of the single console, I think that, you know, that's really at the heart of what we mean by
exactly.
integration.
Exactly. And here you can see it integrates this view map, even though I'm looking at a particular server, it integrates the variety of solutions from performance to security to updates and change management. Mm-hmm. You get that full view all pulled into one place. So you only need to focus on what you need to care about.
Sure.
Rather than going looking for things. And,
right. And does it operate any differently for cloud resources versus on-premises resources?
No, it just works the same way. You deploy the same agent across the entire environment, regardless of you know, Linux or Windows or on-prem or on our cloud or other clouds.
Sure.
And it just pulls it all together.
So it really, when we talk, and again, you know, coming back to this idea of consistency, it really doesn't matter
yeah.
where the resource is located that you're able to get this
yeah.
view.
I'll show one more quick thing. I want to bring up a log search. Now, I was able to get a whole set of insights, but also there are cases, as I was saying, you need to go do your own custom insights. Mm-hmm. You need to go mine the data, really pull what you care about. So all the data, you know, where on which I showed all the mm-hmm. Tools so far,
sure.
access the same information, which you can mine on your own. So I'm going to show a couple of things. Here's a set of saved queries. I'm going to pull up the CPUs, my top 5 CPUs that were slow.
Right? Sure.
So it's from the same data, and it's going to pull up the server that we mm-hmm. had an issue. Which was just having a call out to a malicious endpoint.
Sure. So we saw it in a visual representation,
yeah.
and now we're able to take that into search and look at it
yeah,
more closely.
Yeah, I really want to go to the next level. What is
yeah.
really going on in that box, data from that box,
sure.
and so on and so forth. So I can mine that. And as you can see, there's something going on. It's the backup process that's taking a significant amount of
yeah.
CPU. So I need to really go follow up. Who put it there?
Right.
Why is it there? Maybe it shouldn't be there. If it shouldn't be there, I can just implement a policy through desired state configuration
mm-hmm.
in OMS. Do not never have that run on that box. So whole suite of capabilities going from the infrastructure all the way to the application.
That's fantastic.
Showed very quickly.
Great. Well, thank you very much. All right. So I think that the next thing we want to really look at then, you know, we've talked about security. I think it would be great, you know, that other use case that you talked about, I don't think we're going to go into so much detail, but can you tell me a little bit about our security and tell me a little bit more about, you know, the work that we've done to bring the knowledge that we have as a major cloud provider to our customers?
Yeah, certainly. First of all, you know, we all know, security is on the rise. You know, this attacks are getting more and more frequent and more sophisticated. Some studies we did, an average breach may take as long as 229 days or something.
To detect?
To detect.
Really?
Really detect.
That's
And on average, the cost of such a breach could be run into the millions of dollars. So
right.
it's really important that you're able to handle these in a timely way.
Right. And we see them in the news all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is not something that happens rarely. This is a common occurrence that, and I from what I understand, a lot of it has to do with more zero-day breaches and things that you couldn't possibly be expected to detect based on your existing tool set.
Yeah, and it's only getting worse because the environments are becoming more complex. You have a multi-cloud, hybrid. You have a variety of types of services, IaaS, PaaS, and you know, SaaS services. And all of those are vulnerable,
yeah.
Right? And the attacks could vary depending on what it is
right.
That you have in your environment. And what we discovered is, you know, as we learned talking to our customers, IT isn't quite trained to handle security, typically, and they use a variety of tools to manage that diverse environment. What happens is, there is a flood of these alerts from all these different tools, and they'll have to figure out what's going on. So that's where one system that really looks at all the different types of your threat sources and does the analysis, brings it all together, will be very, very valuable. And that's exactly the approach we've taken.
Yeah, that's back to that holistic sort of end life cycle approach that we were talking about at the beginning. And I think that we saw in the demo how closely related a security issue and an operational issue might be. So it makes sense that you wouldn't want to have an artificial separation in your tools.
Exactly, exactly. So Microsoft, you know, we run one of the biggest set of cloud services on the planet. We collect trillions of data points from billions of data sources all the time, right? And we also run our digital crimes unit runs honeypots, try to detect malware. You know, where's the malware coming from? How do they operate? How do they get into the environment? All of that stuff. So we've used all this knowledge. We're continually building, acquired, and continually building. We've built this powerful, sophisticated, what we call an intelligent security graph that we use to protect our own endpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Detect issues when they happen and quickly go act on them. Now, we want to bring all of that to our customers, give them the benefit.
Right.
Right. So if you look at the picture here, on the right-hand side, you see a set of, in the map, a set of endpoints where your services are calling out to, which are known malicious IPs.
Really? So we know where they come from?
Yeah, we know where they come from, you know, how they operate. So that instant view gives you a sense of, you know, you can double click and go to really understand what is going on there, why is that happening, and go fix it. And it goes beyond that. We really pull data from a variety of sources, from your network to your databases to your various type of computers across different operating systems, and do a whole bunch of rule-based and pattern machine learning-based analytics to give you that simplified view what you should go do. And some things could be very simple. What good is a protection against zero-day attack if your systems are not patched?
Right.
So that's one of the things we detect, simple thing. But also we know, for your operating systems, what is a desired configuration? You know, we set up about baseline configuration. We have about 150 rules, set of configuration checks we do, and we alert you if if something is missing.
Right.
To much more sophisticated, where literally looking at data, doing rich analytics to point out issues to you.
Great. Well, so looks like a combination of knowledge that we have with machine learning, with behavioral analytics that we can apply to the environment, plus that base analytics platform that we keep talking about, the idea that if you can't see it, there's not going to be a lot that you can do about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No, that makes a lot of sense. So if we look again, thinking about that holistic lifecycle approach, I think we have one more area. We have one more use case.
Yep, we do.
Do you want to talk a little bit about why we would think about disaster recovery and backup in this cloud management context?
Absolutely. You know, this is a very interesting area, Lindsay. Disaster recovery and backup. Cloud is really changing the landscape there. First is the cloud economics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, storage is so cheap, so much cheaper on the cloud. But that's not the most of it, but that's a important aspect. You don't need to run a secondary site. You don't need to do tape backups, store it somewhere, and then bring it back, which is going to take a long time, should you need to bring the data back. And so there's a lot more to it. If you just look at disaster recovery, typically RPO, an RPO is recovery point objective, and is in the order of minutes to seconds.
Sure.
Right? And RTO is typically 1 to 4 hours.
The recovery time objective.
Yeah, time objective. And failback time is, again, 1 to 4 hours. So they're really designed to work in the case of, you know, major outages,
sure,
like a natural disaster or something to that effect. But quite often, you know, we all know we have other issues. It's a hardware failure or a power outage, which doesn't last as long. Mm-hmm. But then you're vulnerable. You can't use all the investments you've made to address those. So really what cloud-based recovery, our set of recovery services, help you bring that time down, really to a point where you can keep your site up continually running. Bringing down RPO that I talked about to seconds, RTO mm-hmm. to really a few minutes, and failback time to almost zero. So that really gives you a lot more leverage. One is a lot cheaper mm-hmm. because of the cloud economics, but it also helps you improve the quality of service you can provide.
Sure, so if you had an outage that was an hour, maybe two, then it might actually be worth failing over into the cloud and taking advantage of the resource that you've set up versus being in a situation where it's really just an insurance plan and unless it's multi-day, it's not worth executing.
Exactly.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And what are some of the benefits? You know, I mean, I think we've talked about the idea of orchestration for disaster recovery. I know is something that people talk a lot about, the ability to control the way that you fail over. Is that something that we're able to offer?
Yeah, so if you have a multi-tier app, you really need an orchestrated set of steps to really fail over. And our service provides you the ability to script that effectively and do that failover, even in the more complex situations.
Great. And can we test failover? I think that's another commonly asked question.
Absolutely. That's one of the, with our Azure Site Recovery, that's one of the best advantages. You can test failover with no impact to your production workload.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, that sounds like we've really covered, I think, end to end, a lot of the offerings that we have in Azure for management and security, looking at the security services directly, looking at monitoring, looking at the analytics platform that mm-hmm. we offer. You know, how can our customers learn more? Where can we go to find out more about what we offer in terms of a consistent, integrated hybrid cloud management
platform?
It's
real simple. There's a URL. I encourage viewers to look at go to the URL and look at, there's a lot of information there. To get started and learn more about what we have to offer.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Shiva, for your time today. I hope that you learned a lot about how we're thinking about cloud-based management and security, looking at the ways that we can deliver these services from Azure to transform the way that you think about management in a hybrid environment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.